I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Other Ways, Other Times is a new art exhibition highlighting the influences of the African-American tradition and features work from some St. Louis collections. Gallery owner Philip Sline and art consultant Susan Barrett will join us later for a preview of Other Ways, Other Times, which opens this evening. Ken Haller is also here. He's preparing for his new cabaret show, Mama's Boy. He has a milestone birthday coming up, and he wants to share the message that life keeps getting better if you choose to make it so. Well, life seems pretty good for John Pizzarelli, who's back in St. Louis for a run at Jazz at the Bistro. John, welcome back to Cityscape.
It's great to be here, Steve.
Is Ken right, do you think? Does life keep getting better if you let it?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think it's still about, you know, the positive attitude, and, you know, I'm very lucky to do what I want to do, so I've learned not to really worry about things that... all the other things, and realize that I get to play the guitar for a living, which is really rather fun thing to do.
Yeah.
And so you just got to let it go.
Let it go. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Well, you brought your guitar with you, so I don't know. Do you have anything you might play that sort of reflects that philosophy?
Oh, I figured maybe I'd play Accentuate the Positive, Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. I don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium's liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah and the whale, Noah and the ark. What did they do just when everything seemed so dark? Man, is it a bit of accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
My outlook has improved already.
There you go.
That's John Pizzarelli. John and his quartet are appearing at Jazz at the Bistro's new facility, the Steward Center for Jazz here in Grand Center. And you played last night, I guess?
Yeah, last night and Wednesday. It's just sensational.
Yeah, what do you think of the new place?
It's amazing. It really is. It's beyond anything I could have thought. When I saw the plans, I was thinking, I don't know how this is going to work out. You know, you never know when you see something on paper. And then when we went in the room, acoustically, it's amazing. The sight lines are great. The sound system's magnificent. And there's 50 more seats than there were in the past.
Wow. So. And you play everywhere. So.
Yeah, it's really, well, it's, and the fun thing, you know, about coming to St. Louis is when we play the Bistro, it's always four nights. So you get a little time in the city, you get to, and you know, we're so familiar with the city for so many years, being able to be here for four nights. There's only, you get Seattle for a couple of nights out there, and maybe, well, when you live in New York, so when you do Birdland for a week, it's, you know, it's your home. But it's nice to be in a great city like this.
What do you like to do when you're here, then?
Well, we go to the Hill, because I have pizza in my name, and so you got to do that.
You do?
Well,
I mean, yes, you do.
That's right. And we just go around. You know, there's a lot. We've made a lot of friends, and there's a lot of great places to eat and hang out. And sometimes during baseball season, we've gone to some games and afternoon games and things, so... It's a real, to me, it's just a vibrant and wonderful city.
You say you go to afternoon games. I know that you're a big Red Sox fan.
It's true.
But this is St. Louis.
I understand, yes.
So I'm not sure where I should go with this.
No, it's quite all right. I mean, I think the St. Louis, the beauty of St. Louis also is, like, I've been to Cubs Cardinal games, and they're just people always, there's never the angst that there is when Red Sox fans go to Yankee Stadium. Like, I won't wear my Red Sox hat at Yankee Stadium. It's just crazy. It's an insane thing to do. But here, it's always, you see Cub fans, Cardinal fans. And I don't think Cardinal fans are angry at Red Sox fans, so it's not so bad.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're good storied tradition ball teams.
You don't know any songs about the game, do you?
I know. I only know "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" is as good as I get. I'm trying to learn "Van Lingo Mongo" would be as close as I can the Frischberg song.
Gee, you know, you've had quite a prolific career on the recording side. What is it? A couple of dozen albums on your own, and then how many with other people?
Yeah, it's been about 21, and then of my own. And then about, there's at least, I think there's, somebody said 40, so it might even be more than that. But I mean, just to think, for me, it's exciting to know that I've worked with Natalie Cole and Ricky Lee Jones and Rosemary Clooney and Margaret Whiting and Paul McCartney and James Taylor. And it's really, it's amazing. That's just for being a guitar player, so that's pretty exciting.
Do you listen to your own recordings?
Oh, yeah. I always, I don't know if I learn anything from them, but maybe I do. I think that's why I listen to them. I always just like to hear what's going on. So the next one I know, it's always about, you know, it costs so much to make them. So the next time you go to make them, you can see where you may have wasted a little money the last time. Helps you out a little bit.
Mm. Share something else with us.
Musically?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got rhythm. I got music. I got my gal who could ask for anything more. I got daisies in the green pastures. I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him at my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams. I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything more? For anything more.
That's John Pizzarelli. Hey, that guitar.
Yeah.
That's a new one, and it has Missouri roots, right?
Yes.
Just had it a couple of days?
It's only had strings on it for less than 70 hours. Bill Moll made this guitar in Springfield, Missouri, and I think it's the fourth or fifth one that he's built for me, and he just gave it to me on Wednesday, and I played it Wednesday night, so
it's brand new. Yeah, how's it feel?
Feels really good. I was just laughing about it because it felt really good while I was playing. I was very happy with that.
You've got another local connection too, a technical connection with your microphones just across the river?
Yeah, Bob Heil. I've been using Bob Heil's microphones for, a bunch of years, for 5 years now. And it's actually, they're such great microphones. They sound so natural. I've actually had conversations with people about them. Joe Walsh in particular, on when we did the McCartney thing together out in the West Coast. That's a very hip sentence.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, I know Bob Heil. I use his mics too. And he's like, yeah, those microphones are so good. I said, I had to get the microphones that sounded natural. And we have these amazing microphones. So it's great to walk into a place and go, no, you just take these two mics, the bass mic and the vocal mic, and everything's going to be fine. And,
you know, Bob Heil is quite a legend in certain circles.
Yeah, right? Well, aside from the massive PA systems, the three-way PA system for the rock and roll bands and the microphones, he's a genius and a lovely guy, too.
Well, speaking about legends and all the recordings you've been on, you've recorded Your Dad Bucky, of course, is Bucky Pizzarelli.
Yeah, he's
and
the guy.
You've done, I guess, four or five albums with him, too.
We've done a number, about five.
Yeah.
He's going strong. He'll be here November 17th at the Sheldon, as a matter of fact, and with Frank Vignola. And I just spoke to him a couple of hours ago, two hours ago. And he's like, oh, you're in St. Louis now. I'm going to be there. You know, I said, I know, you know. And, it's great to have an 88-year-old father who is as vibrant as ever. He plays such great guitar. And, you know, I'm a fortunate person to have him around doing, still doing what he loves for so many years.
We were talking to Wynton Marsalis a few weeks ago when he opened the new room at Jazz at the Bistro, and he mentioned your dad's name came up, and I think we talked about Clark Terry. Do you have a Clark Terry connection too?
I do.
I would think you would.
I certainly do, yeah. Well, I've known Clark Terry since I was a kid because he always played with my dad. They were in the Tonight Show Band in New York together.
Right.
And then when I my first sort of big national record was called My Blue Heaven for the Chesky label in 1989, I think we recorded it, or 90. And my father was nice enough to contract the date and get Milt Hinton, Dave McKenna, Connie Kay, and Clark Terry to play on it. And Clark Terry, I don't think, plays sidemen to anybody, but when my father made the call, he was nice enough to play on the record. And he made subsequently two other records where he played on for me, and his trumpet playing to me is second to none. He is the jewel of the trumpet.
Your wife, Jessica Molesky, is a singer, and you've recorded a couple of things with her over the years, too. You both hosted a radio show. We don't get it here in St. Louis, but you had a syndicate radio show, the two of you. Do you still do that?
Yes, we still do Radio Deluxe. We're in our eighth year, and if you go to johnpizzarelli.com, you can hear the shows and see the set lists and all that stuff.
Well, your wife's an accomplished singer. Your dad is Bucky. You know people like Clark Terry. Do you have any kind of song about relationships? That's a stupid question, wasn't it?
Let's see. Well, we always joke that I Got Rhythm was our wedding song for two Catholics from the tri-state area. But actually, you know what? It would be this one. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true. Could make me be blue and even be glad just to be sad for thinking of you. Some others I've seen, they might never be mean, they might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. But nobody else gave me that thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. Had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
Jazz St. Louis presents the John Pizzarelli Quartet with performances remaining tonight and tomorrow night. Two sets each night, 7:30 and 9:30 at Jazz at the Bistro. For more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. Later today, you're going to Moline Acres Elementary School. What are you going to do out there?
The quartet will play for the kids and talk about jazz and music and why it's fun and things like that. So
you got another gig in New York coming up, I think.
Open Tuesday night at the Carlisle for 4 weeks, Jessica and the Quartet.
I want to thank you for bringing me another copy of your autobiography, World on a String.
I'm sorry, I think I signed the first one to Peter.
Yeah, you were here, how long was it, a year ago? I don't remember.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah, and you were kind enough to autograph the book, and I opened it up after you left, and I said, who's Peter?
And I got on the elevator, and I said, I think I wrote to Peter. I don't know why.
Well, thanks. Now I have two copies.
There you go. Share with your friends, Peter.
So, anything else new for you?
Everything's been great. I mean, aside from the guitar and working at the Carlisle, it's been a really terrific year. Just finished a record of Johnny Mercer songs that hopefully will be out shortly. And that was sort of fun, and looking forward to a really busy and prosperous 2015. So that's
is it that time already?
I can't believe it. You know, before I turn around, you'll be putting up Christmas trees at the Carlisle. Usually, when we leave, the trees are going up every year. It's always the same thing.
Well, thank goodness it's not Christmas yet. It'll be here soon enough.
Right.
John, in the few minutes, do you shop a lot, by the way, for that Christmas?
I do. Actually, last time I was here, I shopped here.
Oh, you did?
It was right before Christmas, so I did all my shopping here.
Well, good. We appreciate you support the local economy.
Yes.
Hey, before you go, though, could you share one more thing with us? What would you like to do?
Sure. I mentioned Johnny Mercer. Here's a Johnny Mercer song, Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Mercer. I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream. Moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam, same old dream. With every stop that we made, I thought about you. And when I pulled down the shade, I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. Through the crack, looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you.
Again, the John Pizzarelli Quartet performs two sets tonight and two tomorrow, Jazz at the Bistro. Go to stlpublicradio.org if you'd like more information about that. And John, it's always a pleasure to have you in town. Thanks for taking the time to stop by and see us today. Come back again, please.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Other Ways, Other Times. This is Cityscape on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.